Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, a website, all things music regionally. And it's our annual Christmas tradition to have Greg come in about this time of the year and play some of his best Christmas music. And Greg, I don't know about you, but when I think of Christmas, I think of ukulele players in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, I know. Don't we all? The thing is, each year I try to bring in at least one new, brand new album track. This year's big mainstream Christmas release is John Legend, but of course Nippertown.com doesn't play like that. We decided to pick the Memphis Ukulele Band instead, and from their brand new album Holidays Ain't the Same, it's their version of the old Carla Thomas song from 1963, Gee Whiz, It's Christmas.
Hello there, Merry Christmas, how you been? Gee, it's so good to talk to you again. It's been a long, long time. I can't explain why you've crossed my mind. I guess it's just to wish you.
The Memphis Ukulele Band, Gee Whiz, It's Christmas, from their new album. Holidays Ain't the Same, and that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
Christmas in Albany. Now, that means double parking for most people, which that's a yearly, well, that's, you know, any season of the year you can find that. Boots on cars, that kind of thing. But anyway, Christmas in Albany by the Reverberators, and they'll be in Volusia tonight.
Yes, the Reverberators. I think they put out this single, I think, about 6 years ago, and I think I know we've played it at least once before here, but every once in a while, it's good to bring these things back and remind people that Albany has its own Christmas anthem, so to speak. And the Reverberators leave us with Christmas in Albany. They, you know, sing about Washington Park and Lark Street and all the thing, the egg, and all the things that are Albany at Christmas time. And if you want to hear it live and in person, you can see Marty McDermott and company tonight at the Volusia Bar and Grill in their hometown of Volusia. And here's Christmas in Albany.
At the Bayou Cafe, now the whole family's together. Here on Christmas Day, I want to see the lights twinkle down in Washington Park. I want to kiss my two lovers on Madison and Lark. You know the Empire Plaza looks so nice in the dark. That's why I want to spend Christmas in Albany, New York.
The Reverberators, Christmas in Albany. They'll be at the Volusia Bar and Grill tonight. If you like a little green in your white snow, let's talk Irish influence. Daddy, It's Snowing Outside, the McCrells.
Yes, the McCrells have become a major Christmas tradition. Kevin McCrell, the leader of the McCrells, obviously, is actually will be at the Egg tonight with the Mountain Snow Orchestra. But the McCrells, one of his many other bands, will be playing pretty much everywhere else between now and then. Saturday, they're at the Strand Theater in Hudson Falls. Sunday, they're at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga. And December 20th through the 23rd, they're at the Parting Glass. So you have plenty of chances to hear the McCrells doing their annual Christmas show. And one other thing I wanted to point out is that Kevin has yet another new band called Mountain Mayhem, which he describes as a bluegrass collective. And they'll be debuting on New Year's Eve as part of First Night Saratoga. So you can check out Kevin McCrell in yet another incarnation. In the meantime, from their 1999 album Merry Christmas, it's the McCrells playing Daddy, It's Snowing Outside Today.
Make snow angels on our backs, open Santa.
McCrell's Daddy, It's Snowing Outside Today, and Professor Louie and the Chromatics. Now, they have some links to the band, and the band put out just one of the most beautiful Christmas songs ever, I guess in the mid-1970s on one of their albums. I don't remember which one. Christmas Must Be Tonight, just a great, great song.
Yeah, the connection between Professor Louie and the band is that Professor Louie's also known as Aaron Hurwitz, who produced the last three albums by the band. It's not a big surprise to find that his band, the Chromatics, decided to cover Christmas Must Be Tonight on their Holiday Time album. You can also hear them play nightly for the next couple of nights, tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, I believe, at Proctor's. They'll be part of the annual Melodies of Christmas benefit concert, playing with Grand Central Station and, of course, Empire State Youth Orchestra and Youth Chorale and the Northeast Ballet and Orlando School of Dance and all sorts of holiday fun time things.
And that concert usually is broadcast on Channel 6 later on.
Yes, yeah. I think usually maybe Christmas Eve, yeah, and Christmas morning. I think you can watch it on your TV if you are so inclined while you're unwrapping your presents. So here's Professor Louie and the Chromatics singing their version of the band's Christmas Must Be Tonight.
How a little baby boy brings the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, there he carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight.
Professor Louie and the Chromatics, Christmas Must Be Tonight. And this is a true holiday tradition. And you and I remember the shopping malls that Christmas time, the Santa Claus would have the traditional fly-in with the helicopter, or he'd parachute in. But this harkens back to the Whirlybird days.
Yes, this is the Nippertown WAMC tradition here. Every Christmas we were required to play Santa's Coming in a Whirlybird by Ashley Deese, who...
I have a feeling it's the only copyright credit she's getting for this anymore, but any royalties?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe not.
I can't actually find out whether she actually released this as a song. She wrote it, and Gene Autry had something of a Christmas hit with it. Of course, Gene Autry, known as one of the kings of the Christmas songs, along with Bing Crosby. But I prefer Ashley's own version. So it's dedicated to our fabulous, my original producer here at WAMC, the fabulous Katie Britton. Here it is, Ashley Deese. Santa's Coming in a Whirlybird.
I'm sure each boy and girly heard Santa Claus has got a new Whirlybird.
Santa's coming in a Whirlybird, Christmas night in a Whirlybird.
So if you're good and you don't goof, the Whirlybird is gonna land on your roof.
Whirlybird, 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 Whirlybird.
Our Christmas tradition comes to an end with Ashley Deese, Santa's Coming in a Whirlybird. I'm sure we'll hear it again next year, and we'll see Greg Hames quicker than that after he recovers from the New Year's. We'll see you next month, Greg.
Yeah, I'll come back with some of my favorite local tracks of the year.
Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Thank you, Greg.
Ho, 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 Brian.
Whirlybird, 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 whirlybird.
Santa Claus is coming in a whirlybird.
I know it may sound so absurd, Santa bringing toys in a whirlybird, but he's been checking with the U.S. mail.
With a helicopter, he just can't fail.
Santa's coming in a whirlybird, Christmas night in a whirlybird.
So if you're good and you don't goof, the whirlybird is gonna land on your roof.
Whirlybird, 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 whirlybird.
Santa Claus is coming in a whirlybird.
There's gonna be a bike for Mike and Mo, a talking doll for Jane and Joe. There'll be toys for every child if you promise not to drive your mom and daddy wild.
Santa's coming in a whirlybird, Christmas night in a whirlybird.
So if you're good and you don't goof, the whirlybird is gonna land on your roof.
Whirlybird, whirlybird, whirlybird.